One of the most conservative members of Congress is at risk of losing his job. Next month, August 7 to be precise, is Tennessee's Republican primary. And in the state's 4th congressional district, Republican Scott Desjarlais is up against a challenger, Jim Tracy, who's making the most of the incumbent's personal scandals. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville reports.
Teams of giant mules clip-clop through the town square of Columbia, Tennessee. It's the Mule Day Parade, when just about anyone running for office turns out to saddle up, smile, and wave at voters.
This is our ride, not bad, huh?
That's Representative Scott Desjarlais, standing atop a mule-drawn wagon. He's a small-town doctor with a shaved head and prominent eyebrows. He's represented this conservative district since 2010, when he was a relative unknown. His challenger, Jim Tracy, is just a few floats back. But in the race, Tracy is considered the front-runner. That's because Desjarlais has been held back by the one thing that most voters have heard about him.
Something about the abortions last year or something like that.
What substitute teacher Teresa Hall is referring to is a scandal that's dogged Desjarlais. Court documents from a messy divorce show that the self-proclaimed pro-life lawmaker supported his previous wife's decisions to have two abortions, and that he also pressured a mistress who was a patient of his to have an abortion. Abortion is a dirty word in this district. Desjarlais calls it old news.
We think that when it comes down to people walking in the voting booth, they're going to look at what kind of job I've done. They know for 3.5 years I've been a consistent conservative vote.
Desjarlais is considered one of the most conservative members of Congress, but his personal troubles have made him vulnerable.
I'm running for Congress now. You're going to see me all summer.
Jim Tracy is a state senator. He's a former high school coach and insurance salesman. He's long had aspirations to get to Washington. Tracy greets a few old-timers flipping flapjacks at a pancake breakfast. One shouts, "All you had to say is you're running against Desjarlais."
I'm running against Desjarlais, so I need to
Desjarlais.
Tracy has exploited Desjarlais' past. His first TV ad was about integrity. A recent mailer is more explicit. It has the word baby spelled with toy letter blocks. Abortions, affairs, the mailer says. We can't trust Desjarlais to fight for our values.
I don't dance around it. I mean, people will make a decision on his record and what he believes about abortion and other things. People will decide on that when they vote.
GOP donors have already made up their minds, especially in the business community. They've helped Tracy outraise Desjarlais several times over. There have been very few endorsements on either side, with Republican lawmakers neither wanting to turn on an incumbent nor offer Desjarlais their support. Some Tea Party groups have backed the congressman, who's attacked Tracy for helping bring Common Core education standards to Tennessee. And at least one prominent host on local conservative talk radio has come to Desjarlais' defense. Here's Michael DelGiorno.
I know what you've been through, and quite frankly, the despicable in-party personal attacks on you and your family when I know you to be a good husband and a good father.
So it's still a race, and both men are wearing out the campaign trail, occasionally winding up at the very same event.
Scott Desjarlais.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
At a Farm Bureau ham breakfast, Desjarlais shakes some hands, sticking with pleasantries and avoiding the topic on everyone's mind. Jim Tracy is literally right behind him, trying to pick off Desjarlais supporters.
Oh, I'll get him.
Uh-oh.
I'll get him. I can tell you, I can get him.
Another complication for Desjarlais is a recent diagnosis of neck cancer. His treatment has already begun, and he's expected to recover. He may yet stage a political comeback, too, with the power of incumbency on his side and voters' willingness to forgive. Back on the Mule Day parade route, Randy Whitehead is selling chickens. He says Desjarlais shouldn't be tossed out just for having skeletons in his closet.
He's a human, ain't he? Everybody makes mistakes. So there you go.
To forgive or to move on, those are the options in Tennessee's 4th congressional district primary. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.